Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, former Baltimore Oriole, great golfer, all-around good guy. Well, that's right, it's not Stevie Johnson. We're talking to Dave Johnson. What's up, Dave?
What's happening, fellas?
What's happening?
Dave,
a little rain out there this morning, no golf.
I know, no golf. You hate rain, don't you? You
hate rain.
This time of the year, you absolutely. How many rounds of golf have you played so far this week?
Well, this year is a little bit of an anomaly because trying to sell my house and get things going on and everything, it's been a little crazy. So maybe I've only been out there like 4 times a week.
Do you ever find that 12 wood?
And I got a new set of clubs, man. I got some what they're called Wedgewoods now.
Of course,
got rid
you
of
do.
My woods. And went to Wedgewood. They look almost the same, though, so it's still stupid.
Dave, Keegan Aiken is on the mound today, and the Orioles have been throwing a lot of youngsters out there. And you know, a lot of guys, times pitchers make their way up to the major leagues. They had a lot of success in order to get in there. How damaging psychologically can it be to come up here and that stuff that's been working so often just not work on this level now?
Well, that can be real tough. You know, you get that situation where you start second-guessing yourself. You do that at every level. And then, of course, once you get to the big leagues, it gets even tougher because it is tougher. It's the biggest jump. There's literally hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of guys that have had great success at the minor leagues, all levels, and they get to the big leagues and they just can't do it. And some of that actually is that in the minor leagues, especially if you're somewhat of a prospect, you know, you get promoted to the next level because you have some success and you struggle, but they stay with you because that's the level you're supposed to go to next, and you get a chance to work things out. That doesn't always happen at the big league level. You may come up for a start. You could just have the greatest minor league career. And you get a start or two in the big leagues, especially if it's with a team that may be trying to compete, you know, and next thing you know, they send you back down and you're like, you don't get a chance to work it out. So you go back to the minors and they're like, well, we'll work it out when you get down to the minor leagues. I'm like, what am I going to work out at the minor leagues? I already know how to get guys out down here. I got to figure out how to get guys out up there. And the only way to know that for sure is to be up there and try to work on the things and try the things that you know that are a little bit different up there than they are in the minor league. So it can be really tough psychologically for any player, whether they're a really young guy at 20, 21, 22 coming up that may have signed really early or were a high draft pick, or a guy like myself that didn't get to the big leagues till 27, 28, 29. At that point, the only difference between a guy like myself who's older and the younger guy is that I believe that I belong there because I've spent 7 years conquering every level below me, and I know this is where I'm supposed to be. Where a younger guy who may only play a couple of years in the minors or zoom through the minor leagues with a lot of success but never really consistently at one level where he dominates, they can second-guess themselves, and it can be really tough on young guys.
Well, speaking about getting guys out, it appears some guys are, you know, taking a little competitive advantage. They're talking about the all stuff with Spider Tack and suntan lotion, rosin, all this stuff. How pervasive do you think it is, and could they ever really eliminate this in the game?
Well, I think they could eliminate it, but there's still a whole bunch of things out there that I guess are you know, conflicting stories. I mean, you'll talk, they've talked to a lot of guys, a lot of offensive players, the hitters, and a lot of them will say, hey, I want them to be able to grip the ball. I don't want to take one off the face at 98 because the guy's hand's slippery and he can't control the baseball. And then, of course, the other ones are saying, well, no, it's too much of an advantage. It's allowing them to do different things with the baseball. And I think there's a lot of confusion. I know what I've been reading and what I've been seeing for different interviews and different people talking about it, there's still, I think the general public is still very confused. I'm not even sure the general public, I'm thinking even people in baseball that cover baseball a lot are still confused on exactly what's going on and what is actually happening with the baseball by the pitchers, what they're actually trying to accomplish, and, you know, what the different tacky, sticky things are supposed to do and how it affects the baseball. And then they throw in the spin rate and they're like, oh, what's making your spin rate go up? It's like, well, that may be true, but it's because it's allowing you to hold on to the ball just a tad longer and get a better finish at the end of your fingertips. And that may make the spin rate a little higher or be able to hold on to the breaking ball a little bit better and get that little bit more finish. But it actually is not applied to the ball to make the ball move, or, you know, you can't put something on the baseball to get it to spin higher. You're using it to make the ball stick to your finger more, so when you flick the ball at the end and finish it, you get a little bit higher spin rate. So I think there's still a lot of confusion out there, to be honest with you.
Dave, this is a serious question before these two knuckleheads start laughing, but how sticky did you want your balls when you pitched?
Giggity. Giggity goo. I think that, look, now with the internet over the last 20, 30 years since I pitched, there's all kinds of different things out there that you know about that you could use. I surely would have had the same type of things that they have now. I know when my son Steve pitched, he would use which a lot of guys do, the sunscreen and the rosin mix. Yeah. And he said that, you know, that worked for him. I just simply used rosin and perspiration. I actually still have about 75 layers of rosin on the back of my neck. Every shirt that I own still has an awful dirty collar because there's still rosin and dirt on the back of my neck that I just can't get out. It just won't come off.
Dave,
so,
you didn't need that.
That's what I use.
Dave, you didn't need that. I mean, you know, you had great stuff.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's no question that the ability to have that, you know, that little feel and to be able to have that ball stay on the fingertips to the last possible second to command it, control it, and get the ball to kind of finish and do what you wanted to do. It's very important. And the difference was more prevalent before than it is now because they've tried to, I think they, with the AAA baseball, they've tried to have a similar baseball down there that they do in the big leagues. You know, what sport, and this is, they did it for over 100 years, they actually used to do a different baseball in every league, had their own type of baseball and their own manufacturer and everything, so the balls were different. But, you know, you play all these years in the minor leagues and with a certain baseball, and then you come to the big leagues, and it's the highest level, it's the biggest jump, and then here's a baseball you've never thrown before. Now try to do the same thing you just did for this last 7 years. It was the dumbest thing in the world, but, of course, it was all about money.
Hey, you are the man, Dave. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
See ya. So that's a lot of information coming from a guy and what pitchers, you know, use. A guy that's pitched in this league, and then he'd be the first to tell you. I mean, Rob was talking about how great his stuff was, but, you know, here it's interesting to hear the different things that guys use and the reasoning why. I mean, sometimes we think we know, but it's coming right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, I've heard the stuff from batters saying, like Pete Alonso, I'd rather they have control over the ball when he's throwing 99. I don't want to feel it in my face. So maybe it's not a bad thing, you know. But you got to come to some kind of regulation.
I think a lot of the strikeouts are caused because of the batters, though.
I agree.
It's just the spin rate. These guys are launch angles.
The game has changed. Everyone's hit home runs.
Launch angles is probably more, you know, the cause for this than anything else.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.